two.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Michael V.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man. I thought we'd get together for a minute here and talk about something that is boring and not sexy, but really, really important.
Something we should all know about.
Something we should all know about, and that's called net neutrality.
The neutralness. Yeah, see, I don't even know anything, so I'm learning too. Like, that just net neutrality seems like such a boring word.
So net neutrality is an interesting concept, and it's come along, you know, it started out in the 90s, not as net neutrality, but as a set of general working principles aimed to give consumers fair and equal access to the internet. It really should be called net equality. Think of it in those terms.
Nice.
Equal serving for all things internet. Everything that's legal on the internet. Now, we're not talking dark web here.
Yeah.
And on any device that's considered legal to connect to the internet, you should have access to all things with no prioritization, right? That's the idea of net neutrality.
Okay. So it's to protect us.
Originally, back in the 90s, the concept was brought about so that companies could use, like, let's say AOL, right? AOL was dial-up for a long time. So what did they have to use? They had to use phone lines, man. Right? Remember that on your modem? So they have to go on to like AT&T and SBC, who merged back in the 90s. They owned all those wires, right?
Ah, yeah.
So all the cable, all the telephone cable. So basically, the FCC and the government said you have to let, you know, AOL and these other internet companies use your cable lines to deliver their products, you know, where the cable owners, such as AT&T, Verizon, all these companies, the providers, were saying, hey, man, we should be able to charge for that. And they're like, no, this is internet, man. You're just going to carry the internet over there, data, just like you would voice.
Oh, okay. So we kind of like hijacked their wires.
To a point, but their wires were becoming antiquated anyway as voice over internet protocol, VOIP, became a thing. And in fact, in the 90s, there was a suit because one company was denying voice over IP, and the FCC said, no, you can't do that. You have to offer that service. You know, it's got to be equal. Yeah. You're a provider. You have to provide this content.
Yeah.
They said, well, that's too much trouble, and it's too much. Yeah, no, it isn't. You got to provide it. So that's part of the deal. So this has really been around since the 90s, and it really kind of pissed off the carriers, right, who were considered not utilities back then. So what happened in the 2000s, it got a little more oriented, say about 2005, it got a little more oriented to, okay, you want to watch Netflix or you want to get on Facebook, right? What's to stop AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, any of these providers from saying, hey, we're going to deliver you the internet for $75 a month. You get this speed down and you get access to the internet. Except if you want Facebook, you're going to pay another $7 a month for that. How about that? Is that cool? That's not cool.
So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take some of these big companies trying to take down net neutrality so that they can charge extra for special services.
Well, yeah. And let's be clear. 2 days ago, net neutrality officially died. Okay. Officially died. It is dead. So the protections are gone.
So how, right now, what did they do to kill it?
Huh?
Was there a bill passed? What did they do to kill it?
Our new president's head of the FCC said, you know what? We don't need this crap anymore. It's needless regulation and we don't want to overregulate. So right now the gates are open. Verizon can say, hey, you know, well, let's go back a step before we talk about the horrors that confront us.
What will happen? Yeah.
Yeah. And let's look at what's gone on the last few years. So just a few years ago, T-Mobile started saying, hey, if you're a customer and you get a plan with us and you get a phone with us, you can have Netflix not only for free, but it will not count against your monthly data usage.
That
sounds cool to the consumer. Yeah. I mean, so you get like, say you get 10 gig a month, you can watch 20 gig of Netflix and it does not count against your 10 gig.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. So that sounds like a fabulous idea for you and me as customers, right? But it actually violates net neutrality because there is no slow lane. There is no fast lane. That's what net neutrality dictates, okay? Or net equality, we can call it.
Yeah, equality for all people.
Right, so now you see it's not equal. Well, I'm on AT&T and I can't. It counts against my monthly data usage. And what's that crap? Now I want to go to T-Mobile. You know what I mean?
Wait, so is that a thing that's already in place?
Well, so T-Mobile's been doing this for about 3 or 4 years, which obviously predates, like, goes back to, like, 2015. When, in fact, these carriers, the providers, were classified as utility companies, basically. So they would be public utility companies, and you couldn't, like, there was a measure of what you could do to the consumer because of that. You know what I mean? AT&T, Verizon are all considered utility companies based on some legislation that Obama's FCC passed. Okay. Now, so they passed this in 2015. Here comes Timo with the free doesn't count against your monthly total Netflix, amongst others. I get free baseball with Timo. I love it, but it kind of violates net neutrality in a sense. And what did the FCC do to Timo? Nothing. The FCC has been a lame duck agency for the past few years. Well,
maybe they're implementing it, that they knew this was coming, so they just didn't, like, well, because they knew if it would overturn, then they wouldn't, that then their cases would have been invalid.
They were the ones who got it turned, like actually made the carriers utility companies and put those protections in place. And there was no vision that that would be overturned, at least under Obama. So for at least a good couple of years, you know, they were operating under the principle that, yeah, we have some say here, some authority.
Yeah.
The problem is the FCC doesn't do anything anymore. You know, the last thing they did was after Janet Jackson's boob came out on the Super Bowl, they banned bad talk from the radio. Okay, I don't understand. It doesn't really make any sense.
Where did that connect? Whereas everyone just
me,
like,
I'm gonna go punch that guy over there because that'll make up for it. Well, no, it doesn't really. It's kind of like a dog. You know, a dog poops and then they kick grass the other direction.
Well, then what? How does Alex Jones get away with it?
How indeed. But so the point of all this is what we're seeing now is with the abolition, if you will, the overturning of net neutrality or net equality, we can start seeing companies start charging you to get on Facebook to watch Netflix. Anything's high bandwidth for them.
Well, that's high demand, where they get it,
you know, or high demand, either way. Yeah. So Facebook is probably it is high bandwidth. It's both, because people watch videos on there. They treat it a lot like, whoa, it must be time for the medication.
I think it's the trash man. The trash man's here.
Oh, the trash man here. Now, what if you had to pay extra because you kept your trash on the sidewalk instead of the curb?
I don't know.
That's trash neutrality, man.
Trash.
But what can we see happen to us, man?
Well,
Can I ask you a question
real quick?
Yeah.
Is that, okay, so you have all these phone companies that are laying cables under the ocean and stuff. Who actually owns those ones? Like, has Google decided to maybe lay some lines? Like, are any other big companies deciding, hey, let's just put down our own, and then we'll be neutral because we have our own? I don't know.
Not particularly. I think that Google, in their case, they've done some cabling, but it's usually fiber optic from a switching station to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The telcos really own that stuff, man.
Yeah. Well, because there's new lines going down all the time. Like, there was a huge project in the Eastern Sierras to put one up and down, you know, like that side of California. And I think they're finished now. But, like, everyone had super slow internet until they put that thing down.
Right.
But it's just...
And let's not forget that there's still areas right here in California where you can't get a signal to save your life, man. Yep. Yeah. Up in those mountains of Casadera, man, there ain't no internet up there except satellite.
And well, it's, and like, then how's this new 5G going to affect that, you know?
Well, that could be interesting. I don't know that we need 5G. I'm not sure about the whole 5G thing, man.
I missed 4G, man. What happened?
4G, you know, we 4G'd our way into a faster internet, but
okay, it's not fast enough. So what are we going to see happen? What's gonna come about from this? Like, you think streaming will just die?
That's a good question, man, because, you know, like, so now YouTube might get a slow lane, man, and you either pay extra to your carrier to have it fast lane, or worse than that, they charge YouTube a huge sum of money to be carried in their fast lane so that AT&T customers, for instance, can get YouTube or Netflix, insert company here, Hulu, whatever it is, to actually be able to receive it at a speed that makes it not buffer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the telco could charge you, or worse yet, the telco could charge Netflix and YouTube to be on their network. And what does that do? You say, well, they're going to pay it. Yeah, and guess who they're going to charge? You know, YouTube might not be a free thing anymore, man. What if you had to pay $5 a month to be on there? What if everybody had to do YouTube Red for $10 a month? Would you do it? No. I wouldn't. But that's just me.
You look at like some of these big companies that have a lot of money to throw at it, like video game companies like Twitch, you know, or sure. Amazon sure. owns Twitch or Amazon Prime. Like, are they just gonna like dump a bunch of money into like paying for their service to be not throttled or whatever? Are these companies are buying in, or you're buying in to like having you.
Or both. Look, the equal. Company's not going to buy in without us buying in. Because if the company buys in, guess who they're going to charge extra? That's us.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay for that. Yeah. You know, just like any other rise in cost, we're going to pay for that.
So I think it's going to squash the little guy a lot.
That's the answer.
It's going to make our quality go down. Like, we won't be able to stream in a higher quality. The trick will be to stream in a lowest quality bitrate, you know, like that you could possibly can do, so people can actually watch you without a lot of data going out. You know, like, I think that might be where it's going. And that's maybe why phone streams are getting not throttled, because it takes less to watch them than an OBS stream.
It really doesn't, though, necessarily. No. If you stream at high def, and here's the thing, man, T-Mobile, the plan I switched to, I don't know, about 6 months ago, they throttle all your streams. So I get free baseball from T-Mobile. Okay.
In high def,
you can get 4K on an iPhone 6 and above.
Okay. So you're
watching super high res. Yeah. But if you're on mobile data, you will receive all streams at 480p.
Oh, so they convert it.
T-Mobile does. They say, you know what? If you want high def streaming, another $10 a month, please. So there already is a fast lane. That's been in place for months. Yeah. Well, before, like I say, the FCC has been a lame duck agency for a number of years now. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have these rules in place, but they don't enforce them.
Yeah.
And if they were to, T-Mobile gets fined. Who gets that money? The government, not us. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's part of the problem in this country anyway.
Well, you know, and as a viewer, as like someone who doesn't stream, like someone who's just watching streams or just watching anything, videos, anywhere, going to a website, that's all going to take your data. And so I think people will be way more selective with what they do with their data. And absolutely. I think that's a big reason why you can't get people on some of these smaller websites or some, you know, like in different locations. They all want to stay on Facebook because that's the one thing they use all the time. That's where all their data goes. And it's all, you know, like they're going to use it no matter what.
People, so,
you know.
Yeah, to a lot of people, Facebook is the internet.
Yeah, and it's going to... Yeah, I think people just be selective, you know, with where they put their data.
Well, but, okay, so, like, if you have to pay $10 a month and whatever for a fast lane to streaming or something to watch streams, are you going to sit there for 4 hours and burn up all your data on your phone? You know what I mean? And not only that, but who's going to, like, pay to watch, like, us? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it'll be a choice. People will have to make a choice, you know?
Yes.
Like, absolutely. Will I watch Netflix tonight, or should I watch Andrew on Facebook? You know, like, it's just going to be a choice.
Yeah.
You can't do both.
Well, I mean, theoretically, you might be able to, but we are going to be the ones who get squashed. We don't have money to pay these ISPs. Think about it. We have to go to AT&T. We have to go to T-Mo. We have to go to, who are the other ones? Sprint. God, who wants to go to Sprint? Yeah. Sorry, Sprint people. And, you know, then we got to go to, like, you know, Comcast, right? Because a lot of people are watching other. Now, when I'm on home Wi-Fi on Comcast, then I can watch baseball games at 4K. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, T-Mo says no. They've already put the kibosh on that, unless I pay them extra. So that's what it's all going to come down to. Your internet bill, instead of being, you know, high-speed internet with up to 200 megabits down, $75 a month, which is a good deal, by the way, it's going to start looking like, okay, internet access, $75, Facebook access, $10, Netflix access, $5, YouTube access, $4. It's going to be just an itemized. It's going to look like your cable bill, man, quite possibly. That's what we're up against here. And so that's what people need to know. And, you know, nobody, they tried to abolish net neutrality like 2 years ago. And we all did a big Twitter storm, a tweet storm campaign, and let everybody know, don't call your congressman. Don't let them do this, blah, blah, blah. And here we are again. And it just passed quietly and died. Yeah. And died right under our noses. So that's what we're up against, kids.
Just like anything like that happens in the world, like, it might push people to change shit. And humans don't do anything until it's like the last minute. Push.
Yeah, exactly. Deadlines. That's
so. What do you think people, you know, intuitive, like, some kind of new idea pops into someone's head? Oh, well, we can get by by doing this thing, you know, or we can create this thing to get by the net neutrality. Like, so what?
Right.
What do you think people might come up with? Like, some new way of.
I don't know. And I don't know if this would work, but it just popped into my head when you said that. If I pop onto my device and I have a virtual private network running, perhaps to my own ISP, I don't look like their customer. And then suddenly I can grab data that's fast laned and that costs more that I can't usually get. VPN will get you access. You can watch British shows off of British websites.
So more people will use that. That might boost those companies.
Hopefully. I don't know why we're not all using VPNs now, man. I mean, you know, we all found out thanks to Edward Snowden, whether he's real or a shill or whatever he is, that we are being surveilled by our own government every day, everything we do. And nobody seems to care. There are protections out there, VPN, end-to-end encryption for your email and communications and text. And most people don't give a schlitz. You know what I mean? They're just like, okay, watch me. And, you know, this is our freedom slowly or quickly, some would say, eroding right in front of our eyes. And it's not catching a lot of people's eyes. And net neutrality is just one more thing that we're going to pay more for what we used to get already, that we're already paying too much for. We in this country, we invented the internet and we pay more and have the shittiest service of any free nation in the world.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. Well, it's not weird. It's capitalism. That's the goal of capitalism is to F the people, man.
I think we should just all have it for free.
Internet communism, everybody. Are you with us? Power to the people.
Give it back. Should be no
bandwidth
line.
To the people. That's the new battle cry. Bandwidth to the people.
Bandwidth, grow your own, and bandwidth to the people.
Yeah, baby, grow your own internet.
I was like,
yeah, exactly.
And so you were like, I have an idea.
Yeah, right. I'm like, there goes the internet. All right, people, what are your thoughts on net neutrality?
Yeah, let us know what. Maybe we left.
Did
something
you know
out.
What it was before you tuned into this? Do you feel any different about it now? What do you think the future holds? Please leave us some comments here in the YouTube comment section if you're.
Maybe you got something to add. Maybe we missed something. Like
maybe you do. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there's some new information out and we don't know.
Maybe there is. Maybe there is. Maybe net neutrality has given way to net overdrive. Maybe neutral is not the position to have.
I'm going to put it in overdrive because I can't drive 55.
Dude, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in reverse because I don't like the turn we just took. You know what I mean?
Nice.
As I'm back up. Yes. See if we can do this again.
Yes, we'll do that. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And don't forget to check out andrewshammon.com.
And don't forget to check out michaelv.com. Hit that subscribe button, kids. More of these coming every week.
Subscribe.
And thanks so much for being here. We'll see you in the podcast and the streams. Cheers, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.